At this point on Dingman Falls Trail, you have almost reached the end of the lower portion of the trail and the lower Dingman Falls viewing platform. The trail is crushed local stone, built up from the ground several feet. The creek runs to the side of the trail on your right. You are surrounded by tall mature hemlock trees and large rhododendron bushes, many that grow higher than your head, even while standing on the raised boardwalk trail. Behind you and to your left, a hill rises up sharply to a ridgeline barely visible through the thick forest. Just before the lower Dingman Falls viewing platform, stairs on the left side of the main trail lead up to the upper Dingman Falls overlook platform, about a 100 vertical foot elevation gain. This 12-by-8-inch horizontal panel is mounted on the safety railing of the boardwalk trail, overlooking the creek. It has a color illustration of a native brook trout swimming in a creek. The brook trout has a dusky brown-gray back, dorsal, and tail fins with a light cream-colored pattern of elongated spots. Its sides are spotted with the same light cream color alternating with bright red-orange spots that fade out near the fish's belly. The brook trout's lower fins and lower side near the belly are red-orange that fades to very pale pink, almost white on the bottom of the belly and along the front edge of the lower fins. The main text of the panel on the bottom reads,
"At home underwater. Brook trout can only survive in clean, cold water. The dense evergreen branches of the eastern hemlock canopy shade trout streams like the one you see here. The hemlock's shallow roots let more groundwater flow into the stream, making sure this stream runs when others may run dry.